Morning for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and Fionnuala Johnston is back from O'Casey's Pharmacy. They're there in Island Quay in East Wall in Dublin, just down the road from the radio station. Sure, we have to plug the locals, don't we, Fionnuala? Tell me this much. Viagra, I've noticed signs in chemists all around the country, really. Viagra is now available over the counter. So tell me more about this. When did this all happen?
So it happened there kind of the end of January, the start of the year, basically. Became available without prescription in Ireland.
Would you get many men coming in? Because I assume, you know, years ago when Viagra first became available, it was something that men would go to their doctor about and they'd be mortified. And now that's kind of taken away. They can just pop into the pharmacy. Are there some men that wouldn't be suitable for? Like, would you get young guys going in, absolute messers, looking to buy Viagra?
You would on the rare occasion. And I think that's kind of a thing that, like, these men might not have understood, that it only works if you have erectile dysfunction.
So there's no point in going in and getting a load of them and thinking that you're the man, because you're just wasting your time. If a man goes into the chemist and he wants to get it, do you ask any questions, or is it just as simple as going in to buy a packet of headache tablets?
Yeah, so basically it can be purchased by those who are suitable after a structured consultation with a pharmacist, or in our cases, we actually set up a men's health website recently called pharmamail.ie, and they can do the consultation online, and then it's reviewed by one of the pharmacists, and they can actually get posted out to them or be collected, which is quite handy because some people might not want to go in and talk to the pharmacist about it. They might just want to fill out the questionnaire online, which is great. Mm. We have a really speedy service there. And we've had loads of great feedback on that. But it's just quite a simple consultation, and basically just checking. First of all, obviously, you have to be over the age of 18, and you have to be suffering with erectile dysfunction. And then there's a few other things, like we go through a big list, and it's just to check someone's cardiovascular health and to check that someone isn't taking any other medication. And then last of all, there's just a few other like outliers of different illnesses that can sometimes be related to erectile dysfunction. So it's more like to kind of check that there isn't another reason why this is happening, and the person may have to go seek medical attention for it.
Okay. And would they need to have been officially diagnosed by their doctor that they have this, or can they kind of just know themselves from Dr. Google?
I think, I'm not like going to speak for men here, but I'd say men would self-diagnose that. You know, we know it had like plenty of conversations with men about this now at this stage, and like it's quite common in Irish men, and it's said that it may affect up to 1 in 5.
Right,
so,
okay.
Like, I suppose like they'd know themselves, and we do have to encourage people that within 6 months of purchasing Viagra Connect or having your first Viagra Connect consultation, that you go to the GP. And just get a general checkup. And like on pharmamail.ie, we would send out all the information leaflets as well with the purchase, so that people would then know and have the information there ahead of them. And we've recently actually posted 2 blog posts, one on erectile dysfunction itself, kind of explaining what it is. So kind of risk factors around it, and how you can lower your chances of having it. Like if you have it, there's certain lifestyle things you can do. And a blog post then we put up recently on Viagra Connect itself, kind of explaining what it is, how it works, you know.
So that's on PharmaMail, spelled PharmaMale, and that's .ie, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
.ie. So you can look that up. Isn't that great as well, though, to think that, you know, not only can men go into the chemist and get it like that, but they can just get it online, say from yourself, if they are embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, like, I know we all say, oh, sure, like, let's get over this. Why are people so embarrassed about these things these days? Well, people are. And you need to make life easier for them.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it is quite a personal thing. Do you know, like, it is such a personal thing. And it just means that Irish men can get Viagra now from a trusted source, that they're getting the correct information. They're not going to be
some dodgy stuff online or something as well. Yeah,
well, exactly. No, that'd be the worry. Went over the counter in the UK there, you know, they've had no issues with it, and it's the same here. So far it seems to be pretty streamlined, and plenty of people are happy to come in and have the conversation, but plenty of men are delighted with the opportunity to go and do a consultation online. It's very discreet, and it just saves people a bit of face sometimes.
Okay, well, thanks for the info, Fionnuala Johnston there, pharmacist from O'Casey's Pharmacy in East Wall in Dublin, and also on the website you can get them, pharmamail.ie. So all the details are there. That is a website specifically for men that Fionnuala has put together. So well done on that, Fionnuala. We'll talk to you very soon. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
Thanks, Trina. You too.
Cheers. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.